Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn, as well as my favorite place, our Teach Better Talk podcast, because then you don't have to see our faces, but you still get to listen. Katie Miglin is in the house. She made a joke right as I was clicking the red button, so sorry for that really unprofessional pause or giggle that you may have heard. Not sure what the mic picked up, but we'll be right back. I'm sipping on a chai tea latte. I'm excited to hear what Katie's drinking over there in her bright blue shirt. We'll be right back. Good morning, everyone. I just want to set the bar really low today. We have not discussed what we're going to talk about on the show, but I already have ideas and none of them are education related. So we hope this episode brings you joy. Just, that's where we're at.
Honestly, good morning, everybody. Hello. Good
morning.
I just think that like we're allowed to have like a spring break vibe episode. Like, what if someone is sitting on the beach listening to us? They don't necessarily want to think about school right now. So I think that there might be like less than five people doing that, but we're going to speak to those people today.
Well, and it's Good Friday. Don't most schools have Good Friday off? I don't know that that's like always true, but it's at least common.
Yeah, I feel like it's a common day off, or it used to be. I do think there's been a slight shift in some schools. They are like not necessarily doing holidays around Easter, but I don't know, whatever. Whatever you're doing today, we're here to kickstart your day and bring you, if nothing else, joy.
Yeah, all the schools around here already are on spring break, so they are just off. But anyway, here's my thing, guys. Can you say Happy Good Friday? Like, it's Good Friday. Happy Good Friday! Is that a thing? No?
I mean,
I've never heard it.
I think there's a reason you've probably never heard it. I don't know. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Like, I don't go around saying Happy Good Friday because of the meaning behind Good Friday.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So for many of you who like already watched the show, like I don't celebrate Easter. So I get all of my information via Katie. Like, I've never heard someone say Happy Good Friday, but they wouldn't say Happy Good Friday to me. Typically.
Right. Like you haven't heard it, but it could be just because you don't need to hear it. It's not a holiday that you celebrate.
People are,
I celebrate, I acknowledge it, and no one's ever said it to me. So I feel like that's a sign.
But you could say like Happy Easter, which is on Sunday, right? Which is a huge deal.
You could say Happy Easter weekend. Like that is a thing. So whatever you are doing with your life, whatever you're celebrating ever, hi.
And happy. Happy whatever you're celebrating.
Happy fill in the blank. Happy start of spring break, end of your spring break.
March, start of April, April Fool's Day coming up, Easter. Okay. I mean, there's so many things.
Wait, is April Fool's Day on a Monday this year?
Yeah, and it's on a Monday after Easter, which means either it's going to be the worst Monday ever or you have the day off possibly.
Or it's a joke and you think you have the day off.
Ooh,
nobody knows.
Questions. Yeah, so it's Easter weekend. I've been telling everyone that Easter's on the 30th. I just want to confirm the 30th is a Saturday and Easter's always on a Sunday. Easter's the 31st, in case any of you were curious.
Thank you. If it's Friday and you're someone who celebrates Easter, I'm glad you clarified that because I'm going to hope at this point they knew it was in 2 days, but you're right. Maybe not. Maybe they thought it was tomorrow.
And just to confirm, I'm going to go over, I don't actually know much about, Catholicism like I should, but
to be clear, it's just Christianity.
Yeah, Christianity, sure. But like Jesus passed away on the cross and he was put in a cave with a rock and there was a guard, and then when they went back to check his body on Easter, he was gone. Isn't that the phase of holiday we're celebrating?
Yes, very good. That was good. He dies technically today
on Good Friday.
Yes.
Why is it called Good Friday? Then this is an awful Friday.
there's a whole theory on that. I don't think that necessarily this is the space for it, but if you want to talk shop of why it's called Good Friday, we can chat. Maybe just not on this morning show. I feel like it's a little early for this. We're getting pretty heavy pretty quick.
I'm sorry, friends. If you are not celebrating this holiday, it's cool to just be knowledgeable about holidays in general. For many of you, you celebrated Purim a few weeks ago. Shout out to those that celebrate the Jewish faith. Purim was recently, and now we're headed into Passover. So if you are any sort of celebrating anything right now, could you please put it in the chat? Like, if you're celebrating the end of March and beginning of April, if you're celebrating an incredible, like, Hindi holiday, just could you fill the chat with things that are going on right now? Like, isn't Ramadan still going on?
Yeah. I think, is it wrapping up?
I believe. No?
Okay.
I was in a virtual training with at the charter school we work with, and they're completely virtual school. And somebody popped in that was new to our little like meeting community, but she works in the same school community. And she was talking to me all about Ramadan. I was like, oh my God, I could literally talk to you forever because I know so little that I just want to soak up all the cultural elements. She was so cool to talk to. So I love, you know me, I'm like a nerd. I love learning everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I've had some students in the past that have celebrated it, but I don't know. You know, it was like kind of in passing, like we didn't have time in the moment to like have a really long in-depth conversation. So it was like the Spark Notes version, but yeah, really whatever you're celebrating, we would love to celebrate alongside of you. Even if you're just celebrating that you have a cup of coffee today.
I was literally going to say, or that it's Friday. Happy Friday.
Yeah. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Can we also like discuss, it's end of March. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, I've decided March didn't occur this year. Usually I feel that way about February. February is my least favorite month of the year because it's usually really stressful in schools. I believe, and I've concluded that in 2024, March never happened. That's kind of where I'm at with the busyness of this month. It kicked my butt.
So. Yeah, honestly, I kind of would love to hear people's thoughts. Like, did March go by for everybody? Because it's like crazy that we are to like April. Like I mean, that's just, it just seems like, yeah, March was so, and I don't feel like I was busy, but not like crazy busy. So I'm like, what happened? Did I blink? I don't know.
Yeah. I feel as though I was super busy with things I didn't expect. I was inundated with stress. And this week was like the first week that I'm like, I'm getting back on track, and literally March is over. So I don't get it. March and I are in a fight. My birthday's even in March. I know I celebrated. There's photo evidence, but March just kicked my butt. I'm just going to redo my birthday. Like maybe on your birthday, April, we'll just celebrate together.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm down with that because I actually haven't celebrated your birthday with you because it seemed like your birthday was yesterday and we said we would celebrate another date, and it's actually like almost a month. Well, so
Because March didn't happen. Like, it's not your fault. March didn't occur. So
thank you. Thank you, March, for not existing.
Yeah. I'm not sure how you guys do it with your friend group, but with our friend group, there's four of us that are kind of obnoxiously tied together. And two of them have a birthday that's what, like 2 weeks apart?
Yeah. Like maybe like 10 days or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you and I are about like a month and a half. We should just commit to like celebrating twice a year, like two and two, but usually for some reason we do our separate. That's stupid. We should do them together.
Well, I think sometimes we also look at it as an opportunity to like hang out. And so it's like, hey, it's someone's birthday. We have to hang out. But yeah, this like, right. It's a law. But I do think that it's just time is flying and I can't.
You have to see my new office.
I do need to see your new office.
I know.
We're no longer in the same room anymore. You guys, I hate to break it to you, but Ray moved out of my office. We used to have the same background. Just kidding. We never were in the same space, but we got a lot of questions about it early on.
It looks like we were in the same space because we both had the green walls. Now mine's black. I have a love-hate relationship with it. I'm trying to get this the way I like it. It's not quite there yet, but I like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's a change. It's a good change.
Here's the other thing I have to talk about. I know we're 9 minutes in. Friends, thank you for being a part of this morning's conversation. When was the last time you've had a chai tea latte?
2000, never.
Okay. That was,
I think I had like a
really
something chai. I don't know. Whatever it is, it has a lot of spices, right? Not like spicy, like habanero spice, but like it's got like cloves and stuff in it, right?
I mean, like I think to make chai, yeah, I don't actually know. But yes, it has like a very spiced flavor. Kind of like kind of like the vibe of like a pumpkin spice latte, but I don't do pumpkin spice lattes, but that's like, it's like a fall spice-ish thing. You've never even tried it.
I don't like anything you just described. So it doesn't matter. I don't like the spice. Like pumpkin spice latte, most of the time I tell them to try to leave like nutmeg, cloves, all of that out. So like all of the things in your cup right now, other than it might have caffeine. No, thank you.
What about it has like it's kind of like got like a cinnamon vibe. What about cinnamon?
Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal or cinnamon rolls. Sure.
Yeah. You like certain things. I think you should try it anyway. So where I live now, like literally right next door to me, I wouldn't even say half a block, like one door, like that way. There's free coffee and it's a machine. And when I heard free coffee, I was like, oh, that'll be nice. Like if I'm ever, you know, working in that space, I'll grab a coffee. No, no, no. This is a machine that makes like 12 different concoctions of coffee-esque beverages. And there's so many options. Like
is it like a pod machine?
I don't know how the magic system works. There's no pod. You like put your cup and there's this big screen. You click from all these options. It's kind of like a very high tech vending machine. But it does more than just a cup of black coffee. Like you can do latte, chai tea, like hot chocolate, like all the things. Like there's like four coffee options, all different brews. Like,
And is it good? Like, okay, did you get like something that is something you drink all the time? Like a latte. Have you tried a latte?
I have only tried the chai tea latte because I don't know what coffee to try and it's free. But when you get the free coffee, I'm like, well, I haven't gotten there yet. I need to try all the brews, but I like, haven't committed to that yet. It's on my list. I'm going to take a picture and post it for all of you to see. Maybe you guys can tell me what coffee to get. Cause it's like all the Chicago brew and like, I don't know. It's really fancy.
Yeah. That sounds very intense. However, I do think it's funny that like I'm a person that if I go to a new coffee place or have a menu of options, I'm going to pick like this, my staple, because that is how I can compare things. You went rogue. You're like, this coffee machine's overwhelming. I'm going to click a random button and see what happens. Like that stresses me out. Absolute no. Like you're a vanilla latte person.
Can I also note though that the coffee machine needs a code? Like you have to know the secret code to get the free coffee. And I had the secret code on a sheet of paper and went to the coffee machine with the secret code 3 times and it refused to give me coffee. Then I found out my secret code was incorrect and I now have the right free code. So I feel like right now I'm just appreciative that the coffee machine is delivering some sort of caffeinated product.
You know what? That's what you're celebrating today, right, Hewer? Happy free coffee day.
Happy free coffee day. If any of you need a free coffee, come over to my place. I would love to get you a free coffee and you can try it and let me know what you think. Be great.
Yeah. And will you get some random thing like a chai latte or will you get a staple?
But it's so good. I haven't had a chai latte in like 3 or 4 years. And I'm like addicted now. It's so good. Guys, tell us in the comments if you're like a chai tea person.
All right. If you're a podcast listener, I just want to know all the faces I've made have basically been barf. I can't.
Are we going to do any education content? Like, are we going to do like a team talk segment of this episode?
Sure. Let's do it.
Could you seem more excited? People are here for entertainment, for reflection.
I just wanted to get my serious vibes on because we are talking important topics.
Oh, so you have to like mentally.
I'm mentally preparing for teacher talk, team talk. You don't even call it teacher talk at some point. It flows so much easier out of my mouth.
It's supposed to be team talk, but I guess you can call it whatever you want.
TT, let's go TT.
Sticking with us here on the Teach Better Today morning show. Katie, I have made a decision that we are going to ask and answer only the funniest questions that have been submitted in the listener question category. Perfect. And I have a bunch. So do you want me just to throw one out?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. First one. If teachers had a mascot, what do you think it would be and why? It specifically says, what animal do you think it would be and why? Do mascots have to be animals?
No, I mean, we work with a school. Their mascot is a pretzel, so.
Yay, Freeport. Yes, you're right. So let's just, we could do the animal, but or we could just do general. I feel like if you do objects, people are going to be like, a pencil or.
Oh, I was thinking, like, is this something that's for the school or just to represent teachers?
It just says, if teachers had a mascot, what would it be and why?
Oh, I feel like you could totally be ridiculous. Like coffee, a beer mug, the poop emoji. I don't know.
I was thinking, what's the broken heart? Yes.
Or the money with wings.
Oh, because it's flying away.
Yes. I mean, we could, like, if you think about it, like, there's a ton of emojis. I guess if it had to be, like, a mascot. I don't know.
Like, I like a tornado.
Like, ooh, I was thinking like unicorn because teachers are magical and like make magic happen.
Okay. There's so many options. I'm so glad this question was asked. All right, let me go to the next one. Okay, I don't know that we have answers to all these, but this one says, what's the weirdest excuse a student has given for not completing their homework?
I think I had a kid one time that told me like his baby sister ate it. And I was like, don't you mean your dog? And they're like, no, my sister's a toddler. And she like literally ate it. Like, really? I was like, that actually makes complete sense. So
yeah, yes. At that point it's like not ridiculous. You're like, that makes sense.
Right.
I don't know that.
It's so hard because when those moments happen, you're like, you spend a solid 30 seconds being dumbfounded. You're like, is this real life? Is this happening?
Yeah.
So I feel like those moments happen and they're like, they don't take up enough headspace because you're kind of in shock.
I would love to see any in the comments. If you guys have like a weird excuse a student's given you about not completing, I would say homework or like a project, not completing something. Cause I feel like homework's not as popular these days to all that stuff.
Yeah. Something they were supposed to do. Yeah.
Some of these are funny. If you could rename a subject to make it sound more interesting, what would you call it?
Instead of like history, like world history, US history, I would just call it the past.
For math, would you just call it like
numbers?
Science, I would want to call it something fun though, like the exploding, something like with fire. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot to science. I guess you couldn't be that specific. You went really generic and boring versus being like.
Okay, but if you think about it, if you go up to someone and you're like, hey, let's talk about your past, someone is going to be able to relate to it. But if you're like, hey, let's talk about your history, it's like, that sounds way more dry. So
yeah,
I would be more interested.
If you could trade places. Oh, with any fictional teacher for a day, what would it be and why? Aren't we all going to say the one with the lizard?
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a question? Miss Frizzo, for Ms. sure. Like,
Frizzle.
Yeah.
There's no other teacher you would trade places with.
Not that comes to mind.
Well, because all teachers are great. Like, there's so many teachers that I'd be like, oh, they were so fun. But a school bus that can go any size into any place, done. And you go on adventures.
Right. Like, who doesn't want to take a field trip to the bloodstream? Obvi.
Why is that the one you thought of?
No, it's the one I always think of. Bells floating around.
Okay, if you could create a new holiday just for teachers, what would it be called and how would you celebrate?
Tipsy Tuesday.
I was going to go Margarita Monday.
Yeah, like just a day that it's like there's literally nothing for you to do besides just like hang out, day drink, eat bad food and relax.
I do have to say, while drinking comes to mind, because I feel like that's the joke, is that like teachers should always like need
and stuff. Yeah.
For me, if I'm really thinking about it, like teachers need a lazy day.
That's like, kind of where I was thinking, like a do nothing day. Like
do nothing day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This one is funny. I don't know how many we're doing, but like this one we can end on. What's the most creative way you've seen a student try and cheat? And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I just heard something on a podcast that was appalling, and it absolutely did not happen to me, but I was like so frustrated hearing this cheating idea on this podcast. Can I tell you about it?
Yeah, because I was going to say, I only know things from when I was a kid. I can't think of any like that I had in my classroom, because obviously if it was creative enough, they might have gotten away with it. You know, like I didn't necessarily catch a kid, but yeah, I mean, I can think of things I did or my friends did as a kid.
Well, and I'm thinking like when I had a mastery classroom using the grid method, in most cases, like even if you cheated, the conference was the part that you, right. Like it's hard to cheat on a conference. So
exactly. Like I feel like once I switched to the grid, like I didn't have any, there was like cheating. No opportunity. Like kids didn't want to, because it was like, it was going to come back to bite them. But yeah, what was the one that was like most infuriating?
Well, now I feel like since you said you had like cheating examples from school, you would have done this. So I'm sorry. But okay. So the one I heard was, it was on a podcast that like two female hosts, and they're like, oh my God, I know how I used to cheat when I was in school. And they're like, oh, let's talk about it. And like, essentially they wrote notes on their thigh and then they wore skirts. And there's no way to appropriately be like, pull up your skirt so I can see your note. Like,
it's so creative.
It's terrible. But like, people do it on their hand and you're like, why? Anyone could see that. But if you wrote it on your leg and had a skirt, whether let's even assume you had a long skirt on and you wrote it on your thigh, like there's no way for the teacher to be like, can you, you know, like,
I hate it. I saw, I would never have done such a thing, put a note card on the desk in front of me. Because, you know, like back in the day, desks were in rows. So you put it in the desk in front of you. And so when you have nothing on your desk, but you can see it.
Interesting. That's good. Have you seen the one with you have a water bottle and you write it on the inside of the.
Oh, that's creative.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, graphing calculators, like put anything you needed in there, because it was calculating, obviously.
Yeah. I'm so glad we could share these really inspirational educational stories here on Teach Better Today morning show, Friday, Good Friday.
Yeah. Hey, can I challenge you guys? Go get a treat for yourself today. It's a Friday. We're almost, March is ending. This is the last Friday of March. Go treat yourself. Go get yourself a muffin. Go get yourself a cup of coffee.
Chai tea latte.
Or don't get what I got, but do something, like literally go through a drive through or do something quick, even on your way home, like get a small French fry and just say like, I don't care right now. Ray and Katie told me to do it. So
done. Yeah. We told you to do it. Make it happen. We'll see you guys soon. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk,
We would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.